Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bigley and Murata Mornings.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our little version of the award show.
Very little. And it's brought to you by Revitalize Weight Loss and Wellness. Eat smart, lose weight, keep it off with Revitalize, proud nutrition partner of your Phoenix Suns. Bick, what's your first award?
The Ouch Babe Award goes to home plate umpire Corey Blazer. Vinny, I don't know if you saw this, but the White Sox won in walk-off fashion when, with the bases loaded, Tigers reliever Jose Cisnero threw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball that apparently the catcher had no interest in catching, and it banged right off the umpire's face mask for a walk-off wild pitch.
Oof. Oh, I did not see
down
that.
Down goes the umpire. I don't even know if he's okay. He was down for a bit.
That cannot feel good.
Oof.
My first award is White Sox related, too.
Oh,
the Perseverance Award. And I'm giving it to White Sox closer Liam Hendricks, who pitched the ninth inning, struck out two. He earned his first win of the season. The White Sox beat the Tigers 6-2. This came yesterday, which was National Cancer Survivors Day. And Hendricks has only been back with the White Sox for about a week, 5 months after starting treatment for stage 4 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. He was announced as cancer-free on April 20th. 5 months after a stage 4 cancer diagnosis,
so crazy.
Winning a game in the major leagues.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I would
props to him.
I would do my, he's Australian, I would do my Australian accent, but I don't do one. Well,
you don't?
Well done. Good on ya.
There you go. All right, my first award is, that's oil, folks. And it goes to, and pardon me for anything I mispronounce in this, but this is via Front Office Sports, which has a yellow check mark, which is means it's officially an official thing. Okay. Karim Benzema, a great soccer player, has joined the Saudi club Al Ittihad. His contract being reported.
Oh boy.
3 years, $643 million.
Wow.
In
so $215 million a year to play soccer or football for this club.
Wow. Is that where Messi's going as well?
I believe.
Oh, I think you might be onto something, Bill.
So I wonder what number that is going to
and,
be.
And yes, and they're sort of it's
sports watching.
People are
game.
Comparing it yep. to yes, it's
that's
they're creating
the
their own live golf
yeah.
sort of but with soccer here.
Messi indeed.
Oh, well done. Hey.
All right, this is the Bang Bang Rose Zhang Award. 2 weeks ago, this golfer was winning an individual national championship with Stanford. Fast forward to yesterday, she's now one for one in professional events.
Unbelievable.
It really is. I watched the end. She beat fellow American Jennifer Kupcho in a two-hole playoff to win the Mizuho Americas Open in Jersey. And with the win, she is the first women's golfer to win in her professional debut since 1951.
This has been the best amateur golfer by a mile for some time.
Yes.
And for her to debut with a victory, it's Tiger-esque is what it is.
Exactly. And I want to shout out one of our listeners, Kevin Bryant, who has put me on to Rose Zhang. He didn't make me wait until yesterday to figure out who she is. He's been telling me for a little while now just what a phenom she is going to be. So we're seeing history in this sport in real time.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done. All right. The Longest Day Award goes to all the golfers in this country who are spending today attempting to qualify for the U.S. Open. It's actually a thing, including a 13-year-old, Vinny, who plays out of the Brentwood Country Club. 13 years old, Jaden Soong, attempting to qualify for the U.S. Open. Kid from Burbank, 13 years of age.
13 years old at Brentwood?
By Brentwood?
Maybe I'll buy this dump, okay?
Okay, fine.
13?
13 years of age.
Can we track those scores?
Who is the youngest
ever? Yeah, you can. For those who are interested, the Golf Channel is like showing it all day long.
Oh, really?
Only a golf dork like me would know that.
Michael Block's 18-year-old son is also trying to qualify,
he's trying to
too.
Qualify.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a time for the Block family. For the Blockheads.
Yes.
I hope that's what they call themselves.
We're all Blockheads.
That's their fans are,
yeah.
My next award is the Name That Shall Not Be Spoken Award, and I'm giving it to Red Sox announcer Joe Castiglione. Been a Red Sox announcer for a long time, so they're playing a doubleheader against Tampa Bay on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's announcing a certain batter for Tampa Bay, and it sets off all kinds of technological havoc. Listen to this.
So first and second, still only one out for Jose Siri. Four men have reached base, two have scored.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that?
I don't know where Siri. That came from. That was Siri. Wait, that was Siri. Came through on the iPhone. Siri's at the plate. It's I'm not asking you, Siri. Not this Siri. That Siri.
I don't... I wonder if that happened. You could barely hear it, but you could hear the phone pick up as soon as he said Jose Siri.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did that one morning. You know,
we
know that.
With Alexa or Siri, we know that that does happen.
Because I heard from people. Vinny's activated people's Siri or Alexa or whatever it was.
That we just did that again.
You could really mess with people by doing that right now.
Do it.
I mean, because I know...
Siri, play Yacht Rock.
Jordan loves to go, Siri, play Cotton Eye Joe, and then run out of the room. Every time it's Cotton Eye Joe.
Alexa, what is the stinky leg?
Well, I'll show you the stinky leg. Boom, the stinky leg.
I just thought that was funny.
That is very funny. Yeah, all right, my last award is the Heat Indeed Award, and it goes to the two stars of the 90s movie Heat. First, Robert De Niro 2 weeks ago announced that he is having a child. He just had a child.
What?
He is 79 years old.
Really?
He just had a child.
I did not hear this.
Not to be outdone.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, Al Pacino, who is 82 years old, announced that his girlfriend, who is 29, is pregnant.
From him?
So, from him. From him, indeed, I believe. So, yes. So,
How old did you say he is?
He is 82. Oh. De Niro is 79. And they both, one has an infant baby that just was born, and one will have a child in a few months.
Goodness gracious.
Wow. And here I am worrying about the biological clock. Okay.
You know, things happen in threes, and Jack Nicholson has been a lot more pleasant lately.
It's true. He's ready to go.
You thought he looked tired before.
He looked disheveled.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. I thought when you said Heat Indeed, I thought you were going to take this award that we're wrapping up with here. Fellas, can teammates hug each other award? It goes to Jeff Van Gundy on the broadcast for Game 2 of the Finals last night. The cameras caught Kevin Love apologizing to Gabe Vincent. There was an errant pass. He could have hit him for a wide open shot, but missed him. So the cameras caught them kind of conferring and talking it out and giving a big bro hug, which I think is a normal thing for teammates to do. But apparently not, no.
Out of the game, and Love knows. I mean, that's a little bit dramatic just for missing a guy, though, no?
No, that gave me goosebumps.
Just for missing. Just point at the guy, hey, I missed you. We got to hug it out now? Come on, man.
What is wrong with this guy? They've been talking about how...
Is it okay for teammates to hug guys?
Of course.
Teammates don't shake hands. Teammates got a hug.
That's right. What a weird thing to get upset about.
People pointed it out, too. He's also made reference to there was a game after the bubble. So when the NBA reconvened after the bubble and Brooklyn played at Golden State, Kevin Durant played his first game back against the Warriors. And, you know, everybody still was wearing masks post game and he was hugging everybody. He's like, aren't hugs illegal? We should really be cutting this out.
Wow. This man needs more hugs.
He just doesn't like intimacy.
Now, I can understand if he didn't like two opponents hugging each other, which I still think is stupid. Like, they're all friends. Just accept it. But he really had a problem with these two teammates, I don't know, communicating and showing love to each other.
It's too bad. Let's all hug each other after the show in protest of that.
I don't feel that strongly about it.
What I do think is silly is the players who have to dap up every teammate after a free throw.
Yes.
Right?
Even if they miss one.
And then they go to, if there's no teammates on the blocks, they'll still, the gesture becomes so habitual, they'll still step forward to like slap hands with nobody.
That is funny. Whatever happened to slap it on the butt?
Yeah.
Well, times have changed a little bit, Ferret.
Yeah, you thought Jeff
Van
Gundy was mad.
Get your hands on my butt, Jarrett!